Butter?
Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
So today in the studio, we have Isabella Austin and her brother playing drums. Hello, how you doing?
Hi, we're good.
Heck yeah. I reckon we just get straight into it. So if you want to introduce yourself a little bit and maybe tell us about your song and then just give it a little play.
Awesome. We're going to start with a song called Calling for Your Love. My name's Isabella Austin. My brother is Samuel Austin. He's here. The mic's a bit far away, but you might hear him if he yells out.
Hi.
Yes, and this is a little song I wrote a couple years ago about a long-distance relationship.
Heck yeah. Let me just bring this around.
Can't wait till you're back with me. I just want you to be around. I have gotten lonely, and I can't wait to hear the sound of you calling, calling for my love. Calling for my love. Calling for my love. Calling for my love. Ooh, calling, calling for my love. You are calling, calling for my love. In the blue, and I beg you not to drown. The lines between us disappear, and you can't hear me. I'm trying to talk to you, but you don't hear a sound. I'm calling for. I'm calling for your love. Ooh, calling, calling for your love. You know I'm calling, calling for your love. Ooh, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So, calling for your love.
Yes.
What are these lyrics inspired by?
Well, in the year of 2020, I decided I was going to do a postgraduate in journalism, and I was living in Auckland, and I moved away from my lover, and we've been dating for quite a while.
Yeah.
You know, partners in crime. And it was a really hard year, and then I wrote that song about being long distance.
Oh my gosh. So do you
super cheers though.
Do you find that like when you write your songs in, are they normally inspired in the moment by like things that have happened to you? Or is it like always like that? Or sometimes you make it up? Or like how does it work?
I think it really depends. I think that one was a very simple song that I just wrote in like
you know, a short space of time. Sometimes they can span over a long time, though. You could, like, sometimes I've made chords and then I haven't finished the song for another year after that, or something like that. So, yeah, it's situational.
Totally. And do you normally write by lyrics first, or do you kind of have a melody in mind, or the chords first?
I would say both. Sometimes I think of a melody. I'm always writing down lyrics that I could put to things that I think of in a melodic sense. Sometimes I start on the guitar. Most of the time I start on the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is guitar your first primary instrument, or is it your vocals? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing music, like, and guitar and everything?
I think my dad encouraged me to pick up a guitar when I was, 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
I had guitar lessons from a young age. I kind of, I don't know, I would say singing and guitar are kind of on par at the moment for me.
Nice.
Terms of main instrument, yeah.
Did you learn the guitar first then when you were younger and then kind of got into singing then?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So were you always on the path to music, or was other hobbies calling your name as well?
I'm an actor at the moment as well, and that was always something that I wanted to do from a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Music was always another part of a creative thing that I did, but not so much the main focus for quite a long time until recently. Through high school I was always in bands and doing stuff, but recently it's kind of been a bit more of a, maybe this could be another creative career endeavor.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Well, maybe we'll hear it in action. What's your next song that you got prepared?
The song's called Rinse and Repeat.
Cool.
Question my life. I never have to question my life. Everything inside grows. The version of you only one other knows. Keep in your head's in the clouds, but your feet have sunk in. To question your life. You've never had to question your life. Course of your life, everything inside blows. Ooh, you never really did grow up. Keep it in. Your eyes are on fire, stop them from spilling. You never had to question your life. To question your life.
Oh my gosh. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
You got all the falsetto. Wow, that was really catchy.
Thanks.
Yeah. What kind of artists are you like inspired by? Like,
so many.
I don't know. I guess it ebbs and flows. I think like in terms of female artists that are kind of doing stuff at the moment, I really like Courtney Barnett. I like Julia Jacklin.
I love Julia
Alice
Jacklin.
Phoebe Liu. But then I also love Patti Smith. I love Paul Simon.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't know, I'll probably listen to this afterwards and be like, wow, why did I say all those artists and
no. None
of the others? But I mean, there's a huge list of artists.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I necessarily model myself off a particular genre of music,
mm-hmm.
of artists that I'm, you know, kind of all go under that genre. It kind of goes all over the place.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And let's just rope Samuel in here. Do you listen to those similar kinds of artists? Like,
yeah, totally. Yeah.
Heck yeah. And like, when you, so he's leaning over his drum kit, guys. So when you come up with the drums and stuff, like when you're arranging your songs, do you just bring it to Samuel and you're like, just do whatever? Or are you like, do this? I don't know. Do this fill.
Sometimes I'll have an idea of where I want it to go, but I'm not a drummer and I definitely rely on Samuel a lot.
Yeah, it's great. It's great working with your sister because, I mean, I get a lot of freedom, you know, I can just kind of do whatever I want, which is good. But, we always try and make it feel like a song, you know. I'm not just kind of get it all my best fills out, you know. I'm not really doing that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and we kind of like to, sometimes we'll work on something and then sort of be like, oh, that's good, let's guide it toward kind of this week, let's make the song this, or, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's very open.
Yeah.
Just the vibes, and then you just fulfill them.
Yeah.
I mean, if I can get any sort of slightly darker tones in there, you know, I'm into that. I really like, you know, bands like Portishead and Radiohead.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
I also love those bands too.
Radiohead, man. Well, thank you, Samuel. I'll let you sit back down.
Yeah, I'll go back to the drums now.
Wow. Well, that's really cool. Let me see. So a lot of times I ask people about their songwriting here, right? And I actually get a lot of, like, good feedback and, like, you guys kind of inspire a lot of listeners to like kind of pick up their little writing utensils. So like, what kind of advice would you give to a beginner songwriter who's like wanting to kind of follow in your footsteps, maybe become a songwriter themselves? It doesn't have to be anything special. Like, just get it out there.
Just go to the place that's funnest for you, I guess, and don't worry about what you think the music industry wants to hear from you, or like, don't put yourself in a box.
For sure.
It's just not necessary. I think just go where the passion is, and like, try not to make yourself a thing on purpose.
For sure. Like, have you kind of struggled with like thoughts like, should I be more mainstream or should I like stay true to my like sound that I want to be?
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes you think maybe it would be more of a smart career move to kind of make yourself ultra commercial, but I think at the end of the day, everything's commercial, or could be.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think there's no point in stressing about that, I don't think.
Heck yeah. And I reckon finding your niche and stuff is actually sometimes even easier, like, as in, you have people that if they like your sound, they really like it. So, like, if you sound really quote-unquote commercial, like, I don't know, like, the fans, like, just like it because it sounds like what they're used to, you know? Mm. But they're not, like, drawn towards your individual sound. So there you guys go, every listener at home that maybe is thinking about being a songwriter. You don't have to know where you're starting, right? And you just like go with the flow, see where it goes, and don't try to be anything else. But yeah, on that note, what is your final song? And maybe like kind of describe the process of you writing it and stuff, or like how did it come to be?
Cool. This song is called The Truth Bubbles Up. It's a single I released in February.
Ooh.
It's on Spotify. And the songwriting process was long. I started writing it about 2.5 years ago and kind of recorded a demo with my dad, who records and produces my music.
Nice.
Mark Austin. And we worked on it for a long time, beefing it out with lots of instrumentation, and Samuel plays drums, my dad's playing the bass on the recording.
Yo.
There's also organ, ebo.
You guys all playing that? You're playing the
yeah.
organ?
Yeah. So yeah, the recording is exciting.
Yeah.
There's lots of stuff in it. And yeah, so the process was long and thoughtful and fun, made with love.
Well, we're going to plug it to you guys after they play this song. So cool. I'm excited to hear.
Awesome.
You thought you might get away with sneaking out the window one by one yesterday. Thumbs up, all lined up, picked up, no surprise. They knew what you did, they could see it in your eyes. Cause the truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up. The truth sits under your tongue. The truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up. The truth sits under your tongue. You got all dressed up, a pack of fools. If you're not you, then you're not breaking any rules. Fictional stories, painting pictures, keep them guessing. They might question you, no way are you confessing. But the truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up. The truth sits under your tongue. The truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up. The truth sits under your tongue. They swerve into a shady car park. No one can see you, it's after dark. Make a run for it if you dare. Tough girls, just admit you're scared. The truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up. The truth sits under your tongue. The truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up. The truth sits under your tongue. But I don't wanna know the truth anymore. I don't wanna hear it from your lips at all. Cause the truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up, the truth sits under. Under your tongue, the truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up, the truth sits under your tongue. Yeah, the truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up, the truth sits under your tongue. The truth bubbles up, the truth bubbles up, the truth sits under your tongue.
I loved the little harmony in there. I think we got the levels up enough. I think we heard it. It was beautiful. Yeah, Samuel has his own projects too, eh? Just shout him out real quick.
Yeah. I have my own projects. But there's no name yet, actually, so thanks for bringing it up.
You're welcome.
We'll probably just be Samuel Austin, but stay tuned. Some couple singles here and there, you know, maybe.
Stay tuned, everybody. For probably Samuel Austin.
most likely.
What about you, Isabella, though? Let's plug everything you got.
Well, I've got another single coming out
at some stage this year. I actually don't have a date yet.
Fair enough.
It's called Salt Shakers. It's a great song. I'm really happy with it. So that will be out on my Spotify soon. And I'm working toward an album at the moment.
And your name on Spotify is just your name, right?
My name on Spotify is Isabella Austin. I've also got a gig coming up with a friend on June 18th with a fellow artist. He goes by Morgan Flowers. That will be a wine cellar.
Oh, yeah. Where can people find tickets, or should they...
Stay tuned on my Instagram, underscore Isabella Austin, underscore.
Wait, Samuel's leaning over the kid again. What do you
What's he got to say?
Just come to the show, June 18th, wine cellar.
What time, most likely? Probably like evening, like 7.
It'll be evening, yeah.
It'll be in the evening.
All right, penny
just don't make any plans,
guys.
From like 6:30 onwards.
Evening, wine cellar, June 18th.
Yeah.
For sure. Isabella Austin, wine cellar, June
18th.
18th. All right, everybody. And just follow you on the Instagrams.
Yes, follow me on Instagram.
Got anything else going?
No, I think that's it. Follow me on Spotify, Isabella Austin.
Sweet.
Apple Music, whatever you've got.
Heck yes. Well, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
No worries. Well, everybody, that was Isabella Austin, and that has been our...
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.